If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
TheRightStuff.biz. Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoa on TheRightStuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, TheRightStuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to TheRightStuff.biz/paywall. And follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Always has been.
Ah, there we go. There's your
always has been.
There's your last chance to see the TDS 1000 graphic, as the 1100 graphic is already in the graphics folder.
I can't wait.
It's very good.
I can't wait.
It's highly topical and time sensitive, so we'll have to show that immediately on Monday. The best part about it, I didn't have to do anything.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
The Jewish apocalypse.
This is another month goes by. I'm just giving Adobe free money, where I don't have to open Photoshop. I did just use Premiere the other day, though, so that's okay.
You know how I had that issue? How I was telling you, like, for whatever reason, Adobe's telling me my subscription ran out and it doesn't work? Like, I don't know. I did some, like, restarting and reinstalling.
Okay.
And that wasn't true. There was just some error.
Oh.
So my subscription's working. I think it's the same one. So I use it all the time.
I don't know.
I use Photoshop a lot, though, so. For work-related things.
Yeah.
I actually never use it for anything other than work. I never use it to make memes. I never do that. I only use... Well, I guess even if I were to make a meme and share it...
It's work-related.
That's work-related.
It's all office work.
Yeah, it's kind of
it's just
job.
Like I don't use it. Like, every now and then I edit the fucking... You know, I edit a show hour or something.
Yeah.
So work. It's a fucking terrible program. Why can't they make me a remuxer or a stitcher? You know, the kind of thing where, like, I just want to cut, like, a minute off the end of this video, and it's, like, it's just gone, instead of, like, oh, no, we have to re-encode the entire video and change the container around. I hate videos so much.
Yeah, there actually is a way to do that, but...
But not with the $60 a month Adobe Suite.
Right.
Sorry, you have to go get a free program for that.
Yeah, well, that's what's funny. For some reason, the premium programs you pay a lot of money for can't do these simple tasks that you can get FFmpeg and learn how to use it on the command line.
God,
and you can cut and split videos like that. But that's a huge pain in the ass and is not intuitive.
Why isn't
Why
doesn't somebody at Adobe learn how to use FFmpeg and turn all those command line prompts into a GUI interface?
People have done that, but they're never good.
That's the problem. But Adobe, for the
Adobe
big bucks,
should do
it. Anyway.
And I know FFmpeg is in all those fucking programs. I know it's part of, I know that they use it.
Oh, they probably stole it, right? So I'm using my old mug here.
I think they're, like, allowed to use it.
I feel like this mug needs to be used extra. It's on so many levels right now. My Holocaust is fake mug. Did you see, like, the AI generated, like, brisket baby?
I did see that, yes.
In the pupper that was, like...
Yes, and it was actually a puppy. It was actually a puppy at a vet, and they AI'd it into being what was supposed to be a charred baby. And Ben Shapiro has reposted this as if it were real and called everyone pieces of shit.
Has he backed off on this?
I don't know.
The White House,
he hasn't. I was just on his Twitter.
We reported Let's yesterday on Not Just Jesse. Whoa, my chair just let go of itself. Wow, now I'm stuck. We reported on Just Jesse. Not just Jesse, I say Borzo and I, that, you know, Joe Biden, I never thought I would see photographs confirming the baby beheadings. And so, right, he says that, and then, like, all these news reports, White House walks back Biden's claim of seeing, like, he never saw any photos.
Yeah, of course he didn't see any photos.
But it's like, when does Ben Shapiro walk back, like, having
Shapiro
seen
never an, walks back anything.
Somebody needs to walk back seeing an AI image.
Did you see that joke? And it was like,
well, I mean, to be fair, as short as he is, it takes him a long time to walk back anything.
Did you see that joke? It was like, oh, Hamas beheaded 40 Jewish babies, so Ben Shapiro was beheaded.
Yeah,
because he looks like a
baby. Yeah, they confused him for a Jewish baby. He doesn't look like a Jewish baby anyway. He looks like a miniature. He looks like a midget of like Razor Ramon, or like Hollywood Hulk Hogan when he used to put makeup on his beard to make it look like he had stubble.
Yeah.
Have you seen these videos going around on like TikTok of this Yenta bra with big huge tits and glasses?
No, but I'm interested.
So she's not attractive. Oh. But the point is that, like, she did this video where she's like, what do you want? She got a pizza. And she's like, what do you want, a slice of this? And she's like, a slice of this. And the point is, like, she's not very attractive. It's kind of a joke. But it went viral.
Yeah.
And then the second video was, like, people were calling her Martin Scorsese with tits. And, like,
because she's talented, but because she looks like him?
Because she, like, literally, she actually looks like him.
Yeah.
And, like, facially looks like him.
Ooh, that's rough.
It's pretty bad.
That's rough.
Anyway,
that's funny.
I was kind of laughing at that, but yeah.
But yeah.
So I told some guys yesterday, just literally put the Milkers of Kazaria into the AI and see what it comes out with. And it literally came out with, like a broad with, like, a big nose and curly hair and huge tits. Like, it just came
it's
out.
It's just new.
That. Yeah. Like, there, yeah, it must have known the meme. Like, somehow that meme must have gotten like into the AI somehow.
It's like milk machine learning, or whatever they hook the cows up to, you know.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
If I knew what that machine was called, that would be the joke I would do.
Yeah, but milk machine learning is even funnier.
Yeah,
milk machine brook reach for nose.
Anyway, they're doing a lot of stuff. So, as I always say, well, I don't always say this. I've said this a few times. But it's a good way to look at how Jews do Holocaust. It's sort of a rule of thumb that I've come up with here, which is that what they do is show you a banana and tell you it's an orange.
Right.
And then they get it into your head that you've seen.
Orange,
and
after glad they do I didn't enough, say banana?
Yes. If they do it enough, you actually start thinking, hey, maybe I actually did see an orange, not a banana. But so, for example, at the British newspaper this morning, Keith Woods posted this.
Oh, there's like a pile of clothing, right?
Well, no, that was me. The pile of clothing in the desert was in Reuters, but it's the same principle, which is but the British one was maybe smarter because it says, like, mutilated Israel reveals mutilated baby pigs. And then they have a column of text that explains why they're not going to show the pigs because they're too graphic. And then there's a picture of actual injured Palestinian children right next
to
it.
Right, right, right.
So for people who only as everyone understands what's going on, you only read the headline. You don't read the fine print. You don't read the photo caption. You don't read the text. You see Israel reveals mutilated babies, picture of injured little children with blood all over them. Okay.
We did the mutilation.
The exact opposite of the truth is being shown to you, and yet it's being used for atrocity propaganda. Again, there was also another one I saw. It was on Reuters this morning, where it was something like photos of dead bodies or something, or like gruesome dead bodies revealed. It's not my Telegram. But the picture is just like belongings left in the desert by the people at the rave. It's literally like a pile of shoes.
Yeah.
And this is how they do this. This is how the Holocaust sausage is made, as we've been saying. You know, this is how you're watching it in real time. There's another thing we can talk about, which is a very funny debate between Matthew Cockrell and Nathan Koffness on Twitter, where Cockrell's head is kind of spinning because of how totally dishonestly Nathan Koffness is arguing. And I'm just like, what did you expect?
So are these Palestinian babies? That's terrible.
I'm sure those are Arab children. Those do not look like Jews. They look like Arabs.
No, yes, this is...
There's tons of... I don't like looking at these pictures. I understand that it's happening. It's upsetting to look at, but what's funny is, although nothing's funny, funny like not ha-ha, funny, you know, like funny, weird. What's interesting, I should say, is that the Jews don't have any. Like, if they had them, they would show them. You can go on social media and various places and you will see pictures of mutilated, burnt, blown up Palestinian babies. I find it highly upsetting to look at right now. It's right there. I don't think we should show it on our show. We don't like to show graphic stuff, just funny stuff. But you know, this is another one of my examples, that picture right there.
Well, that was like, there's also like, there's the, but that's accompanied with the they started it band. It's like, no, Israel started it and Hamas is going to end it.
But that picture that, that was shown there, oh, no, it was another thing.
Is that another thing that was fake? It's just like splattery walls?
It's not that it's fake. It's just like massacre and then it's like a bedsheet with blood on it. Right,
yeah, this
like
picture.
That. Okay, right.
This is not the first time I saw this picture.
Yes,
I
haven't seen that, but I'm sure maybe somebody was shot there.
It says they started this shit. Stop lying. It's like there's
but,
no.
But
like,
what
no,
am I looking at?
No.
I don't see a mutilated child.
This was
there.
This started thousands of years ago.
But also, you know how Ak Nation says when you watch videos he's talking about niggers, he says the encounter begins when you react.
Yeah, right? That's kind of what they're doing here. Yeah.
But with Jews, it's like there's no encounter. Like they like it's like. It's only you. You are the mm-hmm. only person doing anything at all. Like, with the nigger, it's sort of like, okay, a nigger walks past you on the street and bumps you. Like, you ever get that where they do that on purpose? They check you just because they're mad? And you're like, hey, what the fuck, man? And then they kill you. They shoot you in the face because you talk shit. And it's your fault and they feel justified. Well, Jews are like that, except them shooting you in the face also never happened. Right? Like, if a Jew, like, checks you and you're like, what the fuck, and he shoots you, and he doesn't kill you, and you shoot back. It's like he's like, this guy shot me for like no reason whatsoever. Yeah. Like in an encounter with Jews, like they're literally never doing anything. It's only ever you. It's not even like the encounter starts when you react to their aggression. It's like, no, it's like there's no they never do anything. It's only
they invented the doctrine of like of preventive strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like even when they're doing that.
Yeah, and they do it in the. They have prevented media strikes too.
Yeah.
Like all the fucking. All this bullshit. And it's also like. It's actually not accepted that. It's not actually accepted in international law, war doctrine, or basically any civilized code of morals or ethics that, like, somebody killed a baby of yours, so you get to go and kill someone else's baby that looks like the person. You know, like a member of your group killed a child of my group. So I can just kill all the children of your group now. That's really not. No one really accepts that
proportionality.
As
yeah, there's
yeah,
a lack of proportionality.
Nobody really
there.
Accepts this. Like, and what they're doing in Gaza, it's like, oh, so, first of all, most of the people killed are Jewish soldiers. Okay, and honestly, I'll be honest with you. As far as I'm concerned, any adult male of fighting age is a soldier in Israel, particularly in that area. And they're all armed, and so if they're going in and they see like an adult, like a 30-year-old man. In civilian clothes, he still is armed. He's still fucking gonna get called up into the army. He's a fucking target, as far as I'm concerned. But the further point is that, like, Israel has what? Hamas has what? Like 100 so hostages, right? Israel has 2 million hostages.
Yeah,
because they're saying that they will keep the blockade of food, water, and fuel and everything.
Well, even without that, the entire Palestinian population is they're an occupied.
Right. Right,
a group of hostages.
But I mean, now they're actually using them right. as such. They've like
because
said,
they
you get
they
no
always,
food and water.
They always have the power to do this.
Right. That's kind of part of the problem.
They always have the power to do this.
Right.
And that's what the conflict really is. And anybody that's having a rave or in that land, like you're subject to being struck back.
Yeah, I really don't have any sympathy.
The power imbalance between like Israel and Palestine is such that like they just have carte blanche to do whatever they want, and you can cry about it.
Right, and they do, but I'm unmoved by that shit now. Like, I'm just unmoved by, after seeing how Jews operate for so long, I'm just unmoved by their tears. Additionally, all these people who are saying, not all these people, these few people, these like one or two people even, who are saying like, oh, you know, they have to, thinking that like somehow rooting for Israel doesn't mean that like migrant crisis will get worse or something. Like, they are literally trying to now expel every resident of the Gaza Strip. Like that is going to create a migrant refugee crisis. Like all of the refugee migrant crises are caused by Israel. If Israel goes away, these migrant crises can be solved. We can repatriate these people. It's such a clear and obvious thing that people that pretend not to understand it or come up with weird arguments against it. No, this is kind of, I keep saying I don't want to argue with these people anymore, but it's really important for people to understand this. The fact is, I mean, now I'm seeing people are like, no, it'll be good if they kick everybody in Gaza out because that will mean that, like, we get to kick brown people out, too. And I'm like, in what fucking universe?
How does that work?
No. In what universe do you exist? Like, I've seen this shit. I've seen people saying this stuff. Like random, like, people have showed
tweets.
That's
an insane cope.
It's Yeah, it's like, just admit the Jews are paying you and shut the fuck up.
No, that's not how any of this works.
No, no, there's no reason.
Take those refugees. They come to your country now.
And if, apparently what happened is...
you don't get to get rid of anybody. That's
you don't have any control of it. The other thing is that this one guy on Twitter, he's like mad. He's mad at Keith Woods, okay? And I'll say Keith has been pretty good throughout all this. I'm not going to criticize what he's been doing. It's fine. Because he was refuting the dead baby story. Sure. And this guy is out there saying, like, we have this historic opportunity.
Yeah, right. Even if it's not true, why don't we lean
it? Yeah, but this other guy was saying, like, we have this historic opportunity to, like, deport brown people.
No,
and I'm like, no, you don't.
No,
you don't. Now, Suella Braverman, who's, like, the Indian Home Secretary of Britain, said something to this effect. I heard. I can't confirm it. People online were saying that she said this, okay? I couldn't confirm it anywhere. But this was what was going around. Like, let's assume it's true. Well, she's just lying. She's just lying. Just like when she went out and talked about immigration and multiculturalism not working in Britain.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this SvenPie guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free writing. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm SvenPie's top guy. What am I going to do? Seven Sun chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
She's lying. Because the amount of refugees coming in, or migrants, whatever the hell you want, brown people from Middle East and Africa going into Britain have just been the most under her tenure in that office as any other time. So she's just talking shit. And what she's doing with this particular statement is trying to recruit the online right winger to be supportive of Israel. It's obvious. And there's not going to be any. Look, the whole reason you have Arab youth in your country, Britain and Europe, is because Israel wanted them away from their country. Like, that's why the Syrians, those are in your country because Israel wants them there. You don't get to deport them and send them back to Syria. You do not get to... I'm sorry. When there's an Arab war with Israel, you do not get to take young Arab men in Britain and Europe and send them back to Syria? That's not on the table.
What do you think they're
you're going to send the millions of soldiers to Syria? They're never going to let you do that.
Why do you think they're in your country?
That's why they're there.
To get rid of fighting age... Like, all these fighting age men arriving in Europe. Yes,
they're there, so
they can't fight where they need to.
They're there.
They can't fight Israel.
So your communities, your police, your tax dollars, your society can be victimized by them rather than the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're there. And we have proof of it, because... You can go look at the article once again that I wrote on the NJP website, which shows Jewish officials throughout the years articulating this plan. It's on record that this is literally what they wanted to do, and they're doing it. Now, I have people speculate. I saw people speculating, is it true that Benjamin Netanyahu tried to get Egypt to accept 1.1 million people from Gaza? And I'm like, yeah, it's true. Like, it's not confirmed, but it's true. There was another...
They refused, did they not? So they refused because, like, basically, they refused with your line. Like, yeah, once they come here, they're never going back, so no.
Right, and also, you can't ask a country...
They're going to come in and fully change the political structure of Egypt.
You can't ask a country, unless they're a European country, apparently to literally overnight take 1 million new people in.
Yeah, you can only do that to, like, Germany.
right. And even then, they did 500,000 over the course of
several
years.
Well, this is an emergency. It's a special situation here.
Also, Egypt doesn't have the wherewithal to deal with that. That's not a rich country.
Well, can we just like call this what it is? It's ethnic cleansing. Can you help us do some ethnic cleansing? That's the request.
Yeah, hey, Egypt, we listen.
No, it's not ethnic cleansing. Fuck that sanitized word. It's genocide.
Genocide, yeah.
They're wiping out their enemy people. They're taking over that space.
And, dude, I'm telling you, man, here's the thing. Like, even America, I think, is having to come out and be like, yeah, we're not for that because it's like you can't defend it. And if they actually do that, like, think for a second what happens if Israel actually does this. First of all, you don't ever get – this doesn't mean you get to deport brown people in the West. That's retarded. The only way you do that is if Israel is destroyed. Then you get to deport brown people. That's how that works. All the newcomers that don't actually belong here, you can repatriate them to their countries if we destroy Israel. But that, not before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the other thing is, like, it's the Jewish NGOs that are responsible for so many of them being here. Fuck.
Yes, and also...
Everybody knows this.
And we don't need to do an air raid campaign and kill a bunch of civilians. We just tell these people, listen, You're not welcome anymore. Here's some money for your ticket back.
Why is there another faggoty Israeli soldier dancing because, like a faggot? Like, here's another one.
Because that's how they are. I'm telling you, this is how we're going to get boomers to hate Israel.
This is like the skinniest, gayest looking motherfucker I've ever
seen. They're
all
a bunch of skinny gay nerds. Even the idea
What the fuck is this? I mean, I don't need the music, but...
Is that a dude or a chick?
That's a dude. I mean, it's a zoomer, basically.
But yeah, this is why... If anyone's wondering why they haven't invaded the Gaza Strip yet, like, this is why. Like, this you really think this guy can take on Hamas?
I'm
sorry, those Hamas guys will have this guy.
Because they've destroyed Israel with TikTok.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, when I look at these IDF conscripts that they're calling up, they're like that, okay? And I'm sorry... What's been happening, actually? I've been following this all very, very closely. One thing they've done is, first of all, the idea that Israel is invincible and is some magical state that can just, like, do anything is wrong. Israel's power is mainly from the air, and their enemies don't have defenses. They're defenseless from the air. Although Hamas is actually not completely defenseless from the air. They do have non-guided anti-aircraft missiles that they've developed, and they actually took out some Jewish helicopters during the raid, and they could do it again, and so good luck, you know, if you go into Gaza, good luck medevacing injured soldiers, Israel. You can't do that with jets. You need helicopters, and they're highly likely to get shot down by these type of missiles that the Palestinians have developed. Anyway, so if you're wondering why they haven't invaded the Gaza Strip yet.
You've seen the same shit over and over again.
They had to call up 300,000 reservists. Most of their population are a bunch of pussies and faggots and are not used to fighting and don't really want to fight and
ultra-Orthodox who, like, have
they're
violent...
They're not fighting.
They have violent protests against the being conscripted and against,
yes.
Like, the...
Yes.
I remember seeing that a lot. That's when you start seeing, like, Jews calling each other Nazis.
Right.
Like, the Orthodox, right. They cry these bitter tears
when, like,
that
the secular
police are trying,
state tries to, like...
But still, like, put down
them.
Their riot or whatever, and they... Nazi!
Also, those same people were, like, definitely influencing stuff in America during COVID. But in any case...
Right.
So one of the reasons they're not... I think they haven't... One, it's hard to call up 300,000 reservists, even in a small country, particularly when they're not used to fighting and they don't want to fight. So they're having difficulty mobilizing.
Are your 300,000 reservists even living in the country? Like, where do they have to fly back from?
Well, a lot of them are flying. That's actually happening.
They all live somewhere else. They're all over the world.
But what they've been doing in order to season these guys a little bit is they've been doing mini raids into the West Bank. They've been raiding towns and sending them on little to get them some experience so they're not so afraid of the Palestinians when they go into fight. And it has not been going well. I've seen video footage of some of the fights, because right now there's gunfights all over the West Bank. The Palestinians came out of mosques.
Well, urban warfare is like the worst thing you can ask for.
Right.
Like, you're just not going to...
The thing is, on the West Bank, they literally have nothing but AK-47s. They don't have... they might have some mortars and things like that, but they don't have anywhere near the hardware that Hamas has in Gaza. They basically are a bunch of militias armed with rifles. And they're going out, and they probably have IEDs and shit like that, too, or plant them, maybe some RPGs and stuff like that. But it's mostly small arms. They don't have anything other than small arms. But they've all decided to fight.
I'd like to change that. I think deserve a lot of aid.
Imagine if the Palestinians in the West Bank had the kind of military hardware that the Gazans had. Israel would probably be destroyed, frankly. They wouldn't be able to fight. These conscripted guys that do TikTok dances are now in the West Bank against pretty hardened Palestinian militia members engaged in street gun battles, and they suck. I've seen some of the video of it, and they don't know how to move. Like, I'm not a military expert, but when I see footage of people doing military exercises, I can tell, you know, is this guy experienced? Does he know what he's doing? You know, I can't do all like I play a lot of first person shooters. I can see how, you know what I mean? But you can tell from someone's body language.
They're not even rocket jumping.
Right. You can tell from somebody's body language if they're afraid and if they're experienced just from looking. And these guys, they clump up together, they look around, they don't know what to do, they're indecisive. When they hear sounds, it doesn't look like anything like I've seen US troops practicing, and it's like everybody's like, doo, 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 like, you know, they're really on point, and under fire you're supposed to be able to maintain your composure to keep doing that, right? These Jews just, they get afraid and they start like huddling together or running away, or, you know, they just don't look like they know what the fuck they're doing. And so the Palestinians just with their wow. AK-47s are scaring the shit out of them.
So
they're like, we don't want to go into Gaza.
Community notes on X are now claiming that the site used to detect whether or not the image is AI is inaccurate.
Is that a fact?
Does it have a history of inaccuracy or something?
Wow. We have an article from June 28th from New York Times. Multiple users on X have used this website to verify images with inaccurate results. Confirmed real picture of a pen is seen as AI. Confirmed fake Biden image seen as real. Well, what about the image of the dog?
Yeah, let's... here's the problem.
Here's the problem. Yeah. That is a fake image.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I rated it as not helpful.
Yeah, it's not helpful, but it's also like, I don't... You told me there were 40 beheaded babies, and you showed me something that is, like, basically unidentifiable.
Oh, okay.
You literally could have dumped a bunch of charcoal into a bag and told me dead baby. Like, I'm just like, not having this
debate. One of those articles that was trying to show, yeah. Oh, we got some censored photos here, and I'm like, all right, I see a pile of bloody bed sheets. Looks like somebody was having a little too much fun on their period. That's all that looks like.
All right. Somebody was probably killed there. I don't care.
Yeah, see, here's the response. Is there a way to report the community note for misinformation since we've now found the original? All you can do is rate it. I don't know if it's ever going to go away, but I mean, this is Twitter's that I saw today. You know, they're not here to expose like the Zionist like lies. They're here to uphold them, and here it is. Like, here's Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, has spun up and swung into action here to rescue this narrative, like to help Ben Shapiro never have to walk this back.
Well, they're all swinging into action to rescue the narrative. And on some level, I actually am of the opinion that one thing that's going on, like, I could be wrong. I could always be wrong. But I think that once this shit is over, like, all this shit's going to be forgotten. All this shit, and this is literally to waste people's time while they fucking slaughter people in Gaza. Like, you're going to argue over this, and I get why you want to, because I hate fake shit, and I hate these people's fucking lies. But on some level, I'm like, yeah, this shit's fake. Like, case fucking closed. Like, I don't really need to do, like, a 20,000-point, like, dissection of it. Yeah, no, that's fake. That's fake. That looks like a pile of fucking charcoal rounds. You know what I mean? It's literally, it's like a pile. It's like what's left over in the fucking fire pit after the fire burns out. That's what that looks like. I don't know what that is. What would that guy say?
You side with rapists and child murderers. There is no moral equivalency. He's like, no, I don't side with Israel.
The thing. This whole like, you're siding with people killing children. It's like, well. Yeah, the moral equivalency thing. Dude,
but here's the thing, Mike. The media doesn't show me that stuff.
I've
never seen evidence that these Palestinians are being genocided because the Jewish-run media refuses to show it to me.
But here's the thing. They haven't even really told America that they've, like, blockaded them and cut them off from food and water. Here's my thing on that. Normies don't give a shit, really. I'll be honest with you. Like, you might be skeptical of what I'm saying here. Average people really don't care about this that much. They're kind of more annoyed that they're being inundated by it suddenly. Suddenly it's like found its way into their view and they're not interested and they're kind of upset and annoyed by it. But even in conservative circles, I'll be honest with you. From what I can tell, the overwhelming sentiment is like, this isn't any of our business. And they are doing a massive push. Because I saw Jack Posobiec on his Telegram, which has like 160,000 followers. Who knows how many are fake? Whatever. He gets a lot of comments. He had like 200 comments on one of his posts. He said something like, lots of bad photos are coming out now. Wow, it's really bad. Of course, posting no photos. And the overwhelming sentiment in that comment section was like, Pixar, it didn't happen. And like, also, I don't care. Even if they did kill babies, it's not our problem. Like, that was the overwhelming. So even Posobiec's audience, which is supposed to be the most gung-ho, is like, not that interested. And I really think that I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know how Jews take ideologues like us on, like, the far right or the white right or whatever the hell you want to call it, and they put FUD out there. They put FUD out there. They have people that come out and put these narratives out there trying to get us to do both sidesism or to take a weaker stance or to say, I just don't give a shit, right? Well, anyone adjacent to us or in our sphere that does that, I will attack them for being a pussy and a faggot and knowing better, because you know about Jews, like, you should just want the Jews to lose, like, period, end of story. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse for a different position. But when you think about, like, normie conservatives, if you can just get them to be like, I don't give a shit, that's a win. Because Jews know they can't get us to be, like, pro-Israel. Well, except for Greg Johnson. They can get him. But, like,
yeah, apparently.
They can get him. And he's one of the ones trying to do this.
They get him to do Zionism with extra steps.
Right. He's one of the ones trying to do this, right? But they consider it a win if they could take, like, the white nationalist community and get them to be
aggressively over and over again post how much they don't care.
Yes. That's a win for them, right? That effectively neutralizes us as a political factor in all this by making everyone just
weak
sauce both sidesism. But
you get those people to suddenly start wringing their hands about what kind of accommodations you'd have to provide for the people who are currently committing a genocide if you were to deal with them as a political problem. Like, oh, but what are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with these poor, oppressed genociders?
Again, it's not my problem.
The question we're asking is, how do you make sure they can't reestablish their power base and come back?
Yeah, that's the
real question. What do you mean, what's going to happen to them?
It's you think of the poor genociders? They have feelings, too.
Yeah. I mean...
But my point is with
First thing you have to do if you're asking that question is read their own literature about what they think of themselves and everybody else in humanity.
Go listen to some
ultra-Orthodox
right?
talk about their 2,800 right, slaves right. they're going to have and recognize
they do
that's not like a fringe thing.
Yeah.
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are just like, they're not so...
Half the population of
Israel. Some of them are too stupid to like not say that out loud.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. For your subscription today.
Talk about optics and not say...
dude, they're the worst optics ever. The Hilltop... I saw some shit of a Ben Gavir rally with, like, Hilltop youth, none of whom are going to fight in the IDF, by the way. But here's my point, though, with that. Was that if Jews consider it a win...
Coffee, I'm dying.
...to, like, politically neutralize us by making us go into both sidesism or I don't care or I'm aggressively not caring, well... Then I consider it a win if we can take their natural base in America, which is frankly right-wing boomers, and get them to say I don't care or both sides are equally bad. Because we're probably not going to get – there's certain types of people, certain types of older white right-wingers in America who you're probably never going to get them to like root for Arabs. Okay, like you're just not going to get them to do that, right? But if you can get them to just be like I don't care, it's none of my business, that's a loss for the Jews. So I'm like target your rhetoric appropriately. Like, don't try and convince like your conservative uncle that he has to support Hamas. Just convince him that this is none of our business and we don't. It's like we should stay out of it. And I'm
just convince them that maybe sending billions in aid to Israel's stupid.
There's a ton of arguments you could use. It's none of our business. Why are we getting sucked into another
Middle
East war?
You don't like labor unions. Don't like
both sides fucking suck.
Giving fucking money to Israel.
All this money we're spending. Yeah, there's like. You can overwhelm. You can, dude. One guy said he just befuddled a conservative by telling her, yeah, well, yeah, body bags. Seen that before? Remember COVID? And the woman just like deflated. She couldn't. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Everything's fake. Okay. So yeah, I'm happy to strategically move like those type of people over to like a neutral position because it just weakens the Jewish consensus that they're trying to build that they need to some extent. But for our guys, for people that know about Jews, there's no fucking excuse. And I will come down on you like a ton of bricks. I'll come down on you like a fucking Gaza Strip apartment building. Like, that's what I'll do if you're going to try and support Israel as a pro-white and pretend like that's a pro-white position. Fuck off.
The amount of aid that they have tallied up, combined military and non-military aid to Israel over the years, it's about $260 billion, somewhere in that ballpark.
And that probably...
That's a lot that of money.
Probably,
it's more money than any other nation we've ever given money to.
That probably doesn't count the money that we give to, say, Egypt and Jordan.
Probably
which, if
not.
You added that in since 1978, if you added that in, you'd get even more. Because that's also aid to Israel. Because that's bribes to their enemies not to fight them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a lot of
you know,
money.
Do you think we're going to get a Jordanian coup this week? Or
probably not. I don't think they're actually going to. I mean, that whole thing about how they're landing the 102nd Airborne in
well, not that. They're like threatening like shoot their own fucking citizens if they go towards the
refugee
camps. Like,
the problem is, I'll bet you that Jordan is probably. I don't know. I don't know. That country's been quiet for a while. Maybe they're going to go. And half the people living in Jordan are fucking of Palestinian origin. So, I mean, I would love it if they did. It could happen. But that would probably result in like what happened in Egypt when after al-Sisi did a coup on Morsi, and the supporters of Mohamed Morsi, who is the Muslim Brotherhood candidate, who of course, when they introduced democracy to Egypt with the Arab Spring, Muslim Brotherhood won the election. Then they had to have a coup. And then the Muslim Brotherhood supporters came out in a huge protest, and the Egyptian government killed 600 of them in one day. It was actually a crazy massacre. But I don't know what will happen with that. I've seen that going on. But the thing is, they were saying, like, this rumor, like, oh, they're going to land, was it 101st, 102nd? I don't know. They're going to land U.S. troops.
I heard.
They're going to land
to secure our military assets is what I saw, to secure the bases.
Right. And I'm like, yeah, see, that's not, that's also not, that's going to not go over too well. Like, that's going to, if the U.S. military is in Jordan securing its assets, and let's be honest, that's bullshit. They're going to be operating from Jordan as participants in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then these Arabs that live there see Arabs getting slaughtered by Israel with effectively the support of the troops that are in their country. That's just not, I don't know what will happen. But I'll tell you, it's not going to be good. And I think this is kind of what the U.S. is up against. And I think there's a few things going on. Because I was talking about the potential invasion of Gaza and whether that's going to happen or not. I have a hard time thinking that they won't do at least something. But what they say they're going to do, which is go literally systematically go through the Gaza Strip and kill every member of Hamas. Which, you know what's funny? Even when you talk about, like, we have to kill every member of an opposing military, that's also not something that people usually do. Like, that's not like a normal...
No.
Even when you're at war, you're not like, oh yeah, the way we win is every member of the enemy's soldiers are dead.
I hate to give it more publicity, but has Greg Johnson heard this? Does Greg Johnson know about this? I mean...
What's that?
That they're saying they need to kill every single member of Hamas. Wouldn't he be against such some kind of like a... Isn't that an exterminationist position? He would be...
Well, I mean, look.
Spencer Johnson,
the,
whatever his name is.
Well,
Greg Johnson is the exterminationist by supporting Israel.
Moral issues with genocide while siding with people who are committing genocide. I think that's a brave tactic.
That's what you want to do.
People who are broadcasting,
let's do a meta-analysis of the concept of genocide.
People who are broadcasting to anyone, to every outlet they can, anyone that will listen or read that... Their solution is to wipe the people out on the other side of the conflict. That is the Jewish. That is the Jewish Israeli.
That's how
position.
They operate.
They say
They've
that
operated
all the
like
time.
That for centuries. That's how they are. Their solution to a problem with another group is kill all of them, and then they project that onto us.
Yep.
As always with Jews, they project their crimes onto their victims. That's how it works. That's how they operate. That's why everybody hates them.
One day, somewhere, somebody is going to finally see that as a dare.
Yes.
That's my position.
Let's just leave it at that. Because I don't want to get fucking genocided myself. But, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You being genocided is on the table.
I understand,
like,
it's on
the
table. I know it's on
the
table.
Like, I can't tell you how upset they are that, like, after your back surgery... You didn't get hooked on some, like, opiate painkiller and, like,
yeah,
and,
well,
like,
that was never going to happen.
Well, I mean, like, that was probably the plan. Like, how many things are set up for us to just have genocide?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, how many of you, like, this is actually why I hate the fucking, like, incel wiki so much. Like, how many of you are fucking self-selected non-breeders now because you've read some stupid fucking...
Yeah, that's some shitty
post-manosphere, bants about women, and you, like...
You could have just gone out there and got, like, a slightly chubbier than average girlfriend.
You
could have
just got
happy,
laid.
But you wouldn't do
you
it.
Chose,
you couldn't do it.
You chose Jewish spurgery. You chose to wipe yourself
out. You chose
out.
Some kind of retarded purity spiraling
what
over
else
like,
we
just
got?
Being a normal
what else?
Person.
What other? How else do you get genocided?
Well, I'll tell you what, man.
You know, it's very interesting the way this concept is used, though, because when Jews talk about genocide, they mean exterminationism as applies to Jews. If genocide equals you are trying to kill literally every Jew on the planet.
Preemptive
Meanwhile,
strike.
Under the conventional definition of genocide, they do it 24/7.
Yeah, well, also, if a Jew gets a hangnail, that's fucking genocide. Like, you know, like, it really is. Like, that's not an exaggeration. But the point I want to make, though, about what I think is going to happen here, because this, I think, is interesting. I think this is important, is that I am not actually sure about how big this operation in Gaza is going to be. And it might not even happen. One, I don't think the Jews... Their troops haven't been performing well on their practice runs in the West Bank. They are having trouble logistically calling up these 300,000. They've been having a lot of logistical problems all along, which again makes me throw the Lehop story in the garbage. Like, they're just not as shit put together as you think. Additionally, if you want to know how did Hamas do this on one of the most heavily monitored borders in the world. There's actually a video. I don't usually recommend videos of people totally unaffiliated, but History Legends on YouTube has a video. You have to go to his actual channel and watch it. He shows you how they actually took out all the observation posts with drones and rockets before they blew the gate with a bulldozer and just went in. So they actually did that.
Well, the other thing, it was a Jewish holiday and they were all drunk.
Yes, yes. They took advantage of the Jewish holiday.
They drink. The Arabs don't.
Yes. There you go. Big advantage.
Huge.
I say this as someone who enjoys, who tends to enjoy sip of alcohol myself. But yeah, they took out their observation posts and listening towers with drones. And also, there's now a report out that like the Israeli military did get intelligence like in the days before, and they were like, "Well, we don't know what's going to happen. Let's wait and get more intelligence." And then like it happened. I don't know why they wouldn't have assumed. I don't know why they wouldn't have thought, "Hey, 50th anniversary of Yom Kippur War. It's Yom Kippur." Maybe, but who the fuck knows? I mean, but I'm not attributing it to some master plan of the Jews. I'm not attributing it to that. The funny thing, though, about that is people that do that because I think that they want to make the Jews, like, into total evil masterminds in a way to kind of, like, avoid what they see as, like, the morally fraught position of just, like, supporting Hamas and, like, just not giving a shit about their tears about supposed crimes against humanity. Like, that's what I think is going on there. People want to be like, they almost want to be like, well, Hamas is a Jew operation to do this. They're like, no. Hamas is just their enemies. They just got one over on them and they killed a bunch of Jews. Like, just accept it. That's fine. It's good. There's nothing wrong with it. And the fact that they're retaliating with genocidal slaughter is just how they are. It's just, this is just how this is. But I think what they're having a problem with is they're not very good. The Jews are actually, the military on the ground is not very good. They rely totally on air power.
Right.
And they're very scared of, as you know, Hezbollah entering the war. And right now, the Iranian foreign minister is in Lebanon. There's pictures published this morning of him meeting with the head of Hezbollah. And Hezbollah has already basically said, if you go into Gaza in a ground invasion, we're going to start enter the war. So the U.S. puts the aircraft carrier there and is basically warning Lebanon, like, you know, if you go in, essentially the threat is like if Lebanon attacks Israel, the U.S. attacks Lebanon. And they asked Lloyd Austin, some journalists asked Lloyd Austin this question directly in a press conference sometime in the last day. I don't remember exactly when. He wouldn't answer the question.
What was his snarky repose?
He said, we're going to support Israel.
We're going to support Israel.
Is something like that, right?
I'm a faggot.
But the
Wait,
thing
do I have
is,
the right guy? Is Lloyd Austin the...
he's this, the nigger.
I'm sorry.
He's a nigger defense.
Who is
secretary.
The pencil neck fucking faggot? That's like
Ned Price.
I'm giving you the information. Sir.
That's Ned Price.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
That guy's actually homosexual.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think what they were wanting to do, and effectively, you know, if the Iranian foreign minister is meeting with the head of Hezbollah and Hezbollah is not backing down, that means the Iranians have given. In my view, okay, I don't know anything. This is all me looking at the scenario here. I think the Iranians have given the okay. And they're not afraid of the U.S. aircraft carrier. And this, I think, is there's this game of chicken going on. And
it's absolutely a game of chicken, no doubt.
The Americans are like
it's a game
actually,
of chicken swinging.
there's a game of chicken swinging. Very good. But the U.S. is actually like, wait, usually when we do this, these Arabs just cower and don't support their brethren in Palestine because we just basically told them we're going to kill you if you do. And they just run. But they're not doing it this time. So we might actually have to put paid to this. What the fuck? That sucks. We don't want to do that.
Maybe we should have done this whole like
existential
struggle against Russia and China and BRICS over Ukraine.
Maybe we shouldn't have done
maybe
that.
Maybe we should have let that go.
Maybe everything shouldn't be a fucking retarded brinksmanship. Like, maybe you should actually deal with people on a reasonable basis instead of playing fucking brinksmanship games over this fucking little piece of desert that kikes live on.
Maybe.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You literally are going, like, if Israel died, if Israel was wiped out, you know what happened? You know what happened to actually everyone in America? Like, nothing, or it would get better. Because, we don't rely on them for shit, other than, like, high-tech spyware and shit, and that can all go to fucking
hell. They just use that against us.
They just use that to spy on us. Like, there's nothing to the industrial economies of Europe and America rely on Israel for nothing.
Israel's
and
just
nothing
a burden.
We can't get anywhere else. It's a big problem. Like, we would have better lives, all of us, if this country were just destroyed. And everyone in Europe, everyone in America, everyone in the Middle East, and look, we could just buy the Arabs oil. And we could actually, the price of oil could go down because we could have actually lucrative deals to up the production and shoot the price down. We could all have be driving $1 a gallon gas and no conflicts, and everybody would be great. But these kikes are getting in the way, and they're trying to give me some moral argument. Fuck them. Haven't they caused enough fucking shit in the world? I mean, come on now. But America is actually surprised that the Iranians and the Lebanese are not, like, don't seem to be willing to back off. And so they're like, well, we were supposed to intimidate them out of doing anything to clear the way for Israel to go into their thing. And now Benjamin Netanyahu's already out there saying, yeah, we're going to kill everyone in Hamas and we're going to eject everyone from Gaza. It's like, bro, when you say shit like that, no one like America is never going to criticize them. Britain is never going to criticize them. But everywhere else in the world is like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Like, Vladimir Putin basically just came out with a statement that was like completely pro-Palestine. Just not even, no both sidesism. No, so, like, he just was like, nah, like, well, this is America.
He said he wanted a two-state solution. Come on.
Come on, Vlad. But you understand, though.
I know.
I was brushing up on the history of the two-state solution. You can definitely see why the Arabs are opposed to this. If you, like, look at the history of those deals, like, initially, Jews were going to get, like, 20% of the region. And then the next time there was a deal, it was, well, Jews, now they get 55%.
And then, so, like,
wait, what?
And then, like, the press blames Arafat for, like, refusing.
Every time they're making an agreement.
Well, they're now basically blaming the citizens of Gaza that are going to die under whatever their assault is for not evacuating. Well, yeah, like, we told you to run. Look, we gave you 24 hours warning. We were going to destroy your whole city, and you didn't leave. I mean, you really can't blame us.
Like, to get back to this for just a second, there's a narrative about the geopolitical history of the region that essentially says that the Arabs are just refusing.
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
To be accommodating to the demands of the Jews, right? Jews have a right to demand some level of territory, and the Arabs are just being obstinate about it. But it's like, no, because the Arabs are using their brains, and they know Jews won't stop with just whatever concession you give them this week.
And they'll we know this grabbing. Because we've seen it. And the other thing is that it's like, again, they're projecting their own stance onto the other side. Like, if they had actually settled at whatever borders were decided in 1948 and stopped fighting, the Arabs wouldn't have attacked them again. So the thing is that they are projecting their attitude onto the Arabs. They're like, they're intransigent. We can't talk to them. We can't deal with them. So what Putin is doing by repealing to the two-state solution, because he actually went all the way back to 1947.
Yeah.
When this shit was first drawn up as an agreement. What he's doing is, he's basically appealing to the legitimacy and authority of these previous international agreements, knowing that Israel is it's totally unacceptable to the Jews, and effectively any attempt to implement that is probably just destroy the
Jews. He's from Zagisbo.
It's the transformation of that particular region. It would be like, I don't know, there's like a large diaspora of Mexicans in California, and they demand that they get some slice of California. And Americans are just supposed to go along with this? Like, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, like just let them annex a part of California. That's,
is like
that's
a chimichanga
cool?
or something, a Mexican diaspora? Like,
well,
can I get that with, like, well, can I get, like, with salsa fresca?
Well, let's
on
be
that,
honest, though.
Can I get that with green sauce?
Not that I would say we should give it up, but we did actually seize a lot of that shit from them.
True.
But, you know, here's the other thing.
You get what
though.
I'm saying? Like, you have a piece of territory that you think of as part of your nation. And you've got a diaspora that says, no, that's ours now. And then when you say, I don't think I agree to that, everyone else calls you the bad guy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. The thing is that it's sort of like...
And then you add the additional context of, well, my concern, too, is if I give them this slice, what's to stop them from bringing in more of their own kind? Since they're a diaspora, obviously they're pulling in immigration into my region. What's to stop them from demanding more next week?
Well,
I mean, it's all very rational.
They just take the territory anyway. I mean, Putin explicitly said the problem here is that the U.S. crowds every other arbiter between these two groups out, doesn't let them participate in the negotiation process, and pretends to be neutral but just sides with Israel, and Israel breaks all of its agreements and then puts settlements in areas that they had previously agreed were Arab territory. So, and this continues to happen, and no Palestinian state has been established. So he's like, and then he even
their
said
justification
something
is like those are buffer zones. That's to stop the Arabs from penetrating as deeply into our territory.
Those are like those are expensive condominiums being lived in by a bunch of fucking rat like Haredi kikes. That's what those are.
I don't think the buffers work very well this time.
Yeah,
I think they paraglided right into those buffers.
So it used to be like buffed out, but like you should buff that out, right?
The Zionist entity had a lot of buffers.
Yeah, the buffer zone. Yeah,
think about that. It'd be like the Mexican diaspora that's taking over Arizona, wherever the fuck. Being like, well, we need to take more land because we're afraid you racist Americans are going to keep attacking us.
The funny
over
thing
here
is about that is that's a totally different relationship. Wow. Is that they want to be there to parasite off of us? They don't want to. Mm-hmm. They do not want sovereignty.
Right.
Over, they're like, no. We want you to keep sovereignty and be responsible for us. But what was I saying?
But I'm using this to explain how
yeah.
fucking alien the situation is, if you think about
it. Yeah. It's not like anything else in the world. Like, the whole argument that Jews make...
Every time I see someone trying to, like, make it, like, an equivocation between this situation and some other conflict, it's like, no, it doesn't. Like, if that conflict isn't, like, Jew fighting for their existence against someone they don't think is human, like, there's no parallel here. You can't right. do it. You can't do it. There's yeah. nothing else like this conflict.
There is
Earth.
Nothing else where, like, if one Jew dies, a whole city gets blown up. No. Like, that is, there is nowhere else on Earth where those rules apply. Okay? And
no one else fights wars like this.
Yeah, no.
They attacked us. We better go flatten, like, their suburb where they live.
Right.
No one does that.
No one else
Only
does that.
Only Israel does
it's,
it.
It's completely
I don't
insanity.
Even think the U.S. was extreme. Like, even going back to Iraq. Like, they're extremely bashful and embarrassed about any quote-unquote collateral damage. Like, saying there might be collateral damage was, like, the height of just, like,
now, in reality,
callous behavior from our own government. They didn't want to own that stuff. If the United States government was like Israel, they would say that, like, you know, the civilians in Iraq deserve it, and we're going to teach them a lesson by killing them all. The United States government did not say that. No matter what you think about that conflict... No matter how anti-war you were, you know, I was in support of the time because I was retarded, but...
It doesn't matter.
But they did not take that line. They took
They had to tell America that we were the good guys. We were going there to help them, Saddam. I mean, it's a bullshit story.
It's totally bullshit.
This is what they were saying.
But they were not willing to own. Like, Israel owns, like, we're going to slaughter civilians and it's going to be fun. That's what Israel says. Yeah. That's their policy.
And they also they openly in their own media just call it like reprisals. Like, they're not when they talk to us to the West. See, here's the other thing that makes it even worse. They know that it's wrong, because when they're talking amongst themselves, they talk one way, and then we're talking to you. So they know what they're doing is wrong because they're lying about it. So if you lie and if you put up your own dead babies, you're like, oh, look at our dead babies, which are fake, and then you're killing. They probably killed hundreds of infants. I'm sure they have. And their policies are going to lead to hundreds more dying. And pregnant women are going to die. Elderly people are going to die. People on dialysis. People on respirators. People hooked up to machines with electricity are probably already dying in large numbers. And so someone that's doing that while crying about... It's like, so now not only are you a murderer, you're also a hypocrite. And like, it's just like nobody, and you're not, there's no pretense among the Jews that any of this is military. They only say that to us. And they only like try and do these stupid excuses.
Oh, sorry. Now I missed. I totally fucked it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dead babies can't take care of themselves.
Okay.
Sorry, I know it's in poor taste. I'm sure neocon Alice Cooper is mortified that someone like me would use this.
Well, you know, the
song
fact
for
that,
such a thing.
The fact that he did a song like that indicate like this is already kind of like dead babies thing is kind of like already like a meme. Like, it's like, you remember dead baby jokes?
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah,
kids,
Jewish like dirty book or dirty joke books. Yeah, I used to have.
Right. So like, yeah, just to like, you know, little did you know you
there
were suddenly
the
being
jokes
programmed.
Ever. It's like, what is this about? What is this for?
Yeah, why am I suddenly being?
It's not funny, and I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, why am I
like,
suddenly
you,
being?
Am I being?
To
am
these
I desensitized towards something? It's like, well, it works. I'm desensitized towards Jewish dead babies completely. Yeah. I look at that photograph before I knew it was fake. I was like, oh, that brisket's ruined.
Yeah,
you had the smoker up too high. Yeah. Oh, you left it in there too long. I don't know what you did.
Yeah.
Those are not the kind of burnt ends I want to eat, let me tell you. Even though the burnt ends are pretty good.
Something's wrong with that broiler. You just left it in there too long. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Dude, have you need a new crock pot, pal. No. What happened?
Yeah. All right. So. But, yeah. So, basically, I think what's going on is that the Hezbollah and effectively then Iran are basically calling the bluff. And so they're actually paralyzed. They don't know what to do. Because they were counting on definitely Hezbollah not attacking because they're too afraid of America before they attacked. They don't have a guarantee that that's how that's going to go. And so they are... Don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
I guess this is one thing you can thank Donald Trump for. Like, Donald Trump turned these people retarded in... He caused them to speed run regression to the Heeb. Like, yeah. Jews have gotten, like, they're so triggered, they became really stupid ever since he came up.
Yep.
And he did that by accident, by the way. I'm not, like, you can't give him credit for it.
What he did was he caused, like, for lack of a better term, the sort of liberal side of the Jewish thing, which, you know...
He caused them to panic because they can't...
crazy.
They can't understand, like... I don't know, it's really weird to see, like... The American, like, labor Zionist side of their coin, like, they can't tell what Donald Trump is. They, like, really legit think he's some kind of, like, Hitler racist when he's not.
They're worried about what he will unleash.
Well, look what they unleashed in their overreaction to it.
I know. But the other side of that coin is what Donald Trump did was he also totally empowered the retard faction.
Right.
So they got real bold. And, you know, it was funny because the conventional wisdom here... Is that if you're a leader and you're kind of unpopular, start a war because you get more popular because everyone rallies around the leadership. That's not happening in Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu's popularity rating is like,
well, Israel was slowly but surely taking all this territory.
Yes.
Everything was fine.
The smart Jew plan, the high IQ Jewish plan was working. It was just going slower. Like, yes.
Do they think Donald Trump like draw too much attention to it with the Golan Heights stuff? I don't think anybody really cared.
Well,
I'm talking about outside of Palestinians and the Arab world, obviously, but I don't think anybody in American politics thought there was some kind of outrage that he did that, or when he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Like, I don't think liberals cared that much.
No, nobody said anything.
But conservatives were like, oh, that's so brave and it's so nice because they have this storybook Christmas time version of Israel they all live in their heads.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, by empowering that faction,
it's like, oh, our embassy is right near where baby Jesus was born.
Right. Yeah. Well, to some extent,
we moved the embassy into a manger.
Yes.
And the three wise men. Like,
well, there was actually, real quick, let me take a digression here. Okay, there was ahead. A group of white Americans who were disabused of this viewpoint.
Bethlehem, my bad.
Recently. Well, Bethlehem is under the Palestinian Authority's control. Right. But there are still holy sites in Jerusalem and such like that. But there was a group of 85 Christians and a few priests and 85 Christians, white people. They're all white.
Oh, yeah,
They're from Fargo, right?
Right, the Fargo.
Pete actually knows some of them. And so they were in Jerusalem, and when the conflict broke out, the Jews like basically told them, "You have to leave, and we're not gonna protect you.
No.
If shit happens, we're not gonna protect you." So they ran to Bethlehem, and they were there under the protection of the Palestinian Authority. Which, whether or not, you know, I think politically they're a bunch of cucks and faggots, but they were safe under, and they would have been safe with Hamas too. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, they would have been 100. Hamas would not have harmed a hair on their heads and would absolutely have protected them and wouldn't have held them as hostages because they were Christians. They were there to see the shrines of the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, or whatever the Muslims say.
Yep.
And they would never have dreamed of touching. It's actually totally illegal in their version of Islam for them to fuck with those people. It's totally illegal.
Yep.
So all they were
all the work of our caliphate.
So what happened was they basically were protected by the Palestinian Authority in Bethlehem for a while. Bethlehem was pretty quiet because, you know, unless the Jews decide to go in and attack it, which they've done before. They've held people hostage inside the Church of the Nativity before. This has all happened before. But it was quiet right then. And then they managed to get out into Jordan and to eventually secure plane flights back to Fargo. Right. But this, and you know, Pete called the local Fargo radio station that was like saber rattling against the Palestinians. And he's like, you know, we have people in Palestine right now. Like, what are you doing?
What is doing here?
The radio announcer didn't know it and didn't really seem to care. Like, this is the other funny thing. It's like if you're someone from Fargo. And all these conservative radio hosts in Fargo, they're all some kind of Christian. They're very kind of Christian-y up there, right? Kind of Midwestern-y, Christian-y.
What is this treason right here? I'm triggered. This is Representative Brian Mast. is wearing his IDF uniform to the GOP conference meeting today. Tlaib has her flag. I got my uniform.
Wait, is this guy a...
This guy should be in fucking jail. You're wearing the military uniform.
We should hand this guy over to Hamas.
Of somebody else's fucking country?
Yeah, I'm struggling to think of a good analogy. It would be like Russia like does airstrikes against Ukraine because of some sort of Ukrainian counteroffensive. So they're like blowing up civilians in Ukraine, and then a congressman shows up wearing his Russian uniform. Like, what?
Is this why you don't have legs anymore? You're this dumb? Are those fake legs? They look like fake legs.
I don't think they are.
What the fuck am I looking at?
Here's my question, though. Wait, is this guy a fucking dual citizen? That's like a reservist for the IDF.
Obviously.
Go to... go there and fight, faggot. Go and fight. Seriously. Go invade Gaza, you fucking homo. Get the fuck out of America. Yeah, this is basically declaring that you will have allegiance to another state over ours. Which, again, remember, there's no such thing as dual loyalty.
You know why he's wearing that uniform?
Because he's a fucking homosexual.
Because he has the Palestinian flag on her door.
I was going to say, because he wants free McDonald's. At least that would be honorable.
Right. Well, I'm sure every other congressman has a fucking Jew flag on their door. So, you know, if that's,
I want to go down, to my McDonald's, do my best Borat fucking accent and try to get a free Happy Meal.
It's just like, I want to go to Congress just
I am bombing Gaza.
I want to just go in there wearing a Hamas headband. Like, fuck you. Like, you do, they won't you, give you, you a do free one, happy, I do one.
They won't give you a free Happy Meal if you do that, though.
Need it free?
I mean, if you get a free Happy Meal, you're hurting the regime.
Take it for myself. I'll do like Michael Douglas. No, I won't. I'm joking. I'll never do that.
Look at this pathetic squashed thing. And it's like, it's Israel.
It's like, look at this fake photograph.
Yeah.
This was used.
Look at this photograph.
This was used.
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Yeah, right? Every time I...
I want to know about this dude now. Representative Brian Mass.
Those dead babies
Mass.
Are beheaded. No, it's like... And did someone cut off that baby's head? Because, like, what was it? Isn't there some lyric about someone on somebody's head in that song?
Wait.
Yeah.
Still listening to this version of The Daily Showa? Still haven't subscribed? Please, go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again. So of course Brian Mass is a Florida man because that's the other Israel. This is going to be like the Yid Strip over here,
dude. People should fire like the Sam Rockets at Florida. The Yid Strip, the Fugazi Strip,
Palm Beach Gardens, Juno Beach. Is this his district?
Probably.
Weren't St. Lucie, Stewart?
There's a part of Miami Beach where they call it like, remember that Jew building fell down a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, this is in the part of Miami Beach called like Little Russia. I'm like,
No.
It was little something. Okay. It's like, this is like the Fugazi Strip here.
It's just north of
Fugazi.
Anyway. Like the band, you mean?
The Fugazi Strip? Fugazi? Yeah, well, I mean, again. I'm trying to think of
they have that one album I like.
Anyway,
Brian Mast. Oh, so what's this guy all about? What's his deal?
Jews? Israel? Like, he's probably complete. This guy looks.
Oh, he's having an honest conversation about the attack on. Is that the same dude?
I'm sure that conversation's not honest.
Israel is under attack. Is this? Who is this?
I'm sure it's just the same moral browbeating.
No, this is him. That's somebody else.
This is another.
So this is the
today, as I always do, updates from Washington D.C. I'm joined with a friend, a personal friend, from Miami, the Israeli Consul General in Miami. My friend.
Okay. So this is not an honest conversation. There's no honesty here.
Look at this. This is just hideous, Halloween and all,
but the Nosferatu is really a bit much.
That is some true like fucking phenotype shit right there. Look at that fucking mouth. Look at the
ears.
Look at the unibrow that he's fucking had to wax. What a disgusting, typical fucking representation. He's the perfect, like, I wish they all looked like that. So you would see the
a lot of them do.
Not enough of them do. Yeah. Not enough, like,
Our Elbaz Starinsky, and we've got to
what
know
the
each
fuck
other.
What's this guy's name, Starinsky?
We've hung out together. We've sweated in the sun together. Certainly look like we can
I don't
brothers.
Think you guys can go out in sunlight. At least
you guys
my
like,
understanding.
Yeah. If you guys like, well, that's why they start sweating because the sunlight's like eating away at their immune system.
You can't go out in sunlight or enter a church. I think those are the rules.
Right. You have to be invited in before people can do it. Before you can do it. I'm telling you, all that shit is just about Jews, right?
The only problem with doing that.
I only wish the garlic really killed them. But like, I actually do believe. Now, I'm not going into like Jews are actually supernatural demons, but I do actually think that those myths and legends that Europeans created about vampires are based on Jews.
Of course,
particularly like you have to invite them in for them to kill you. That's absolutely. Yeah. That is absolutely about Jews. You will never convince me otherwise.
Yeah, this guy has fake legs, dude. I'm going to make fun of him for it.
he does.
And he's got a headline that he stands with Israel. He's like, no, you don't.
No, you
kind of sway and you limp with Israel.
You kind of sway.
I'm sure. And let's take him at his word. Like, I'm sure he gave those legs up in service of Israel, too.
Yeah. What, he hit an IED in Iraq or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. No one wants to see that. The crippled. Why is he here?
Oh, my God. As the only member of Congress who has worn the uniform of both the U.S. Army and the Israeli Defense Forces,
you ought to be ejected from Congress.
You should be ejected. I will continue to fight in Congress.
What country allows people in their fucking government to fight for another country's army? That's fucking retarded.
What a disgusting faggot.
Yeah. He lost his legs in Afghanistan.
He says, I lost two legs.
Go
for
Taliban.
Jake Tapper's right. Yeah.
Go Taliban. No, you lost two legs to a righteous Mujahideen fighting against an invader.
It's too bad.
Fuck you.
It's too bad you weren't taken as like a child rape slave by the regime you were defending over there.
Well, I mean, you know, as a non-child.
How many boys did you fuck in Afghanistan, you faggot, before you lost your legs?
Is he homosexual, too? He probably is.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. He's like, I'll go to Afghanistan! I'll go! Remember, the Taliban killed the boy rapists. The Taliban are not boy rapists. That was, of course, the American allies were the boy rapists.
Yep,
that's why Jews felt such kinship to them.
I don't know why I was so shocked when I learned about that.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked, but so, I was like, oh, that's another
so
one.
So he has a bill. It is past time for my bipartisan bill, the Hamas International Financing Prevention Act, to be law so the United States would sanction any and all financial backers of Hamas. Did we not do that already?
Yeah,
any person,
sure.
group, or government supports Hamas is complicit, and our nation must never reward them with aid or access to our economy. If you have my word, I will continue to defend Israel and their fight to eliminate every last terrorist. To stay
updated. So again, yeah.
Well, luckily they eliminated you. You were a terrorist. You don't have legs now, and you can't fight anymore. So you're kind of useless in either uniform.
It's kind of like more dangerous where he is almost.
What is the Shabbos guy? And the fucking he's not really that dangerous.
He's not. He's not. Isn't this guy Jewish? He says he fought for the IDF.
Yeah, but he's a GOP guy, isn't he?
So what?
That just means you're gonna
That doesn't mean he's not Jewish.
Oh no, I'm not talking about that. I just mean like in Congress, you're just like low level, and you can't get out of your own way.
Well, he's gonna get his own. He's gonna get his way on this. Like on other stuff, he does. I mean, I'm sure this guy's got to be. Oh yeah, there's his phony legs. It's like
what does it say? Five eyes, five arms, four legs, all American. All fucking Shabbos goyim. That is the disfigured face of Israel support.
We should give him like those skis like Usain Bolt has. He shouldn't be allowed to have normal looking. Like.
Put him on that little like push scooter like in Kids.
I have no legs.
Do it like
I have no legs.
Like O.J. Simpson at the end of fucking Naked Gun 1. They're in like the Dodger Stadium and he goes down the steps and like flips up and flies into the baseball machine. Like Nordberg. Anyway.
I see that the Jews on Twitter are referring to these AI images that everybody is debating as being Holocaust denial to say that it's an AI image.
Okay.
So you're being Holocausted by Hamas. Am I supposed to believe that?
Yeah. I have to
completely invert reality.
Here's the thing. Why can't you just show that it's true? Like, this is my thing, Jews. Why do you always have this problem where you can't actually prove that your claims are true, so when people doubt them, you just accuse them of some kind of heresy?
Oh, wow, we have video proof of this?
This is the problem.
It's like they're bulldozing the pizza place?
That's real. That's legit. Did you?
Can I have a pizza, please? Hey, boss. Can I have a pizza, please?
Did you see the meme that they're doing that in response to?
Yeah, I saw the meme of her holding the pizza.
I think it was like
I just thought this was
well,
all.
She
like,
had her hands up like this. I you know she had her fingers up like this. I think it was like two for one deal was what they were advertising. Yeah. And they used that woman, and so they went like, "Hey, boss."
I know it's not in the spirit of the conflict, but can you imagine how bad like Gaza style pizza is?
This is West Bank style pizza.
Oh, so it was West Bank.
Yeah, yeah. They're not. They don't have any equipment like that on the ground in Gaza. Gaza's like almost. Gaza was.
That's the meme.
Hey boss.
Hey boss.
Can I have a hostage, please?
I have a hostage, please.
May I have a hostage, please? Boss. I have a hostage, please, boss.
So they went and they. So I see. I thought this story was like fake. I figured.
It says GGGGG.
I know, right? I was actually looking. Like, is that how you say gabagool and whatever their fucking writing is? Is that
it looks
what
like
says?
It says gabagool.
Gabagool. Yeah. What kind of what are they? What do they speak over there?
Arabic.
This is Arabic. This yes. This font is usually like something like weirder. Looks like it's like Arabic, Urdu, right? Or something. Farsi. Yeah, no, all these Arab. Other things I don't understand.
They speak Arab.
Arab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Muslims are supposed to speak Arabic.
Mocking an elderly Holocaust survivor taken hostage by a terrorist.
Oh, I knew it! I knew they were going to say that woman was a Holocaust survivor. As soon as I saw her picture, I was like, this poor woman survived like 18 million gassings, and now here she has the indignity of being like made fun of.
Wasn't she like gently taken like prisoner and let go? Like,
she's not. Just, no, nothing happened to her. She's fine. Her. She's totally fine. They were literally memeing on her. They gave her an AK-47.
Yeah, I saw that.
She had it on her lap, and they were like, they were like, look, you don't think that these Arabs like aren't actually don't do memes. They actually do. If you look at these Lebanese and Syrian channels on Telegram, these Arab guys meme. Like, they're memeing constantly.
Just telling this.
And
guy
they actually
he's
have a
hero.
Very they actually have the same view of the Jews as we do, obviously. You know, like, but yeah. So everyone that thinks like all the Arabs are like these bleeding heart like leftists like you see in these Palestinian demonstrations in the West, no. The guys in Lebanon and Syria are just like, LOL, these fucking kikes, and like sharing merchant memes and like doing other shit. No, they're not. There's nothing like that. They're just like, they have the same view that we do.
That's a lot of good stuff. I don't know.
But, you know, who knows? Maybe by the time you're listening to this,
God, what are the Jews going to do when there aren't any more Holocaust survivors? That's like children of Holocaust
dude,
survivors.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that woman is actually, frankly, probably too young to have been a Holocaust survivor. It's just bullshit. They're just saying that she is.
She looks really old to me.
She looks old, but you know, you remember the Holocaust was like 80 fucking years ago.
God, that's true.
So is she 80? You know, maybe. I don't know. She could be. But the thing is that like they're going to continue to claim probably for another 20, 25 years that like, any old kike is a Holocaust survivor.
You have to start moving with children. My father was a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, so was mine.
No, Hitler never gassed anyone in my family. And, you know, my grandparents, you know, and my grandpa was in the war and he didn't get gassed.
My grandfathers I had both two grandfathers in the war.
As far as I'm concerned,
great uncle.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, my grandpa on my dad's side was in the war. My other one, I don't know what he was doing. He was doing some engineering shit or something. But, So he survived being gassed by Hitler.
One grandfather was in the Pacific, and I don't know anything about it. Like, you were not getting any stories out of him.
Yeah, same with my grandpa. Yeah. He would never tell you shit. That's my dad.
So
that was
like, man, my grandfather.
He would be like, you ask him about it.
He saw that means he saw some shit.
I don't want to talk about it. And my dad would be like, when he was growing up, he's like, yeah, he would never talk about it, never spoke about it. He hated Japanese cars. That's the only thing. He's like, I didn't want to see any of these fucking nip cars on the road. It's like, well, why do you think you went over there to conquer Japan, Dad?
To get the cars?
Literally, so we could economically dominate them and take their stuff? Anyway, but yeah.
And my other grandfather dicked around in Italy or something.
Did he help hang Emmett Till's dad?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
He was like an MP.
Maybe he did. Because Emmett Till's dad was killed for raping Italian women. He might have done it. Maybe your grandpa killed Emmett Till's dad.
I'll claim responsibility for that attack.
Why not? Yeah, claim responsibility for that terror attack, for that hate crime.
That'd be funny.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's who would have done it. Maybe, you know, MPs in Italy would have been the ones been like, listen, this nigger's raping Italian women. We gotta hang him. All right.
He didn't have to go throw himself at a wall of German fortifications on D-Day. That was good. Yeah. I wouldn't be here. Sorry, Jews.
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Well, that was the whole reason they did that. Yeah. Dude, there's a famous picture of the troops landing, the landing crafts from D-Day, where you see all the troops in there. Some of them are, like, obviously younger than 18, and they're all these fresh-faced, young, like, corn-fed American boys. And then the guy right in the middle.
You're always old enough to take a bullet, right?
Yeah, the guy right in the middle of all of them is a hook-nosed kike with an MP on his fucking sleeve, meaning he's the one that shoots you if you don't run into the German machine guns.
I love how fucking, like one of the things about you know, it takes away, like, you wonder why, like, Saving Private Ryan has such a wonderful graphic depiction of that ground assault. I was like, well, because these Jews get to relive all these goyim getting shot down again.
Yeah.
They get to watch this American white slaughter happen before your eyes on the big screen.
Yeah.
Very, I'm sure it's very exciting. It's, you know, Spielberg production. I'm sure he loves that.
Yeah.
For all his schmaltz and cheesy family friend, he's like, boy, he sure took joy in filming every gory detail of that thing and watching.
I love the amphibious troop
lander thing when the door opens and they all just get shot right there and they all just fall down. You can love that.
Yeah, but see that
all those doughboys floating in the water.
That was worth it because then red. The Germans had to use up ammunition to do that, so that was ammunition they didn't have anymore.
Yeah.
So it was totally worth that. That was totally worth it for that. So, yeah,
makes you wonder.
So who knows where this will be? Look, my prediction that, you know, again, I'm not really making a prediction. I think I'm trying to explain, like, what's going on and why. Because everybody, you know what's funny? All these Ukraine war map, I think I've talked about this before, these Russia-Ukraine war map enjoyers, you know, they do all the analysis and, like, let's look at the line move, like, a couple inches or a couple centimeters every day. It goes here, they trade, you know, they're, like, analyzing this. It's like they couldn't really make heads or tails of this because they're like showing, like, here's the areas controlled by Hamas. I'm like, not really. That's not really how this works. Like, they're not really, like, yeah, they're going in and, like, they're going in and doing, like, you know, strikes on stuff, but they're not holding territory, nor do they plan to. They're just literally trying to kill as many Israelis as they can.
Using white phosphorus over there.
Yes.
Yep.
But the thing that they also kept saying, all these so-called military analysts, is that, like, the IDF is, like, the best army in the world. They're going to mobilize really fast, and they're going to go into Gaza and, like, crush Hamas. And it's been, like, 5 days since they've all made that prediction that was going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And
the Israeli military said a statement. Accusation made against the IDF regarding use of white phosphorus in Gaza is unequivocally false.
Yeah,
that's despite them having a video of them using white phosphorus.
Well, the thing is, the fact that they make it, they talk about God. They've used it in the West Bank and they've used it in Lebanon.
Well, somebody was saying, I don't know if this is true or not,
but
the way that it works is you're allowed to use white phosphorus as a flare, but, like, oopsie.
Well, the thing
is, so if you want to illuminate an area and then attack it with something else, but then you can totally just get away with attacking it.
That's
with white
been
phosphorus.
My
that's
understanding
what Israel
for a little while is that they
you mean there's a Jewish loophole for using
right.
white
it's
phosphorus?
It's not a loophole.
Well.
It's just like, how are you going to prove it? Like,
but the other thing is, you know, though, that if you shoot it, because the thing that this comes from, there's a history of this. In the 1980s.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. And choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening, there is an Odyssey stream where Seven Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
The massacre of the Palestinian refugee camps, which was actually carried out by Lebanese Christians, but it was ordered by who were basically mercenaries for Israel at the time. It was ordered by Ariel Sharon, who then became Prime Minister of Israel. They were just firing white phosphorus, like, right at people.
Yeah.
Like, they wasn't even pretending it was flares. They were just, like, shooting it into, like, just shooting it right directly into the refugee camp and just burning up people and buildings with it. But even if you shoot it up into the air, it comes down.
It comes down.
It can't be put out with water. You can't touch it because you'll burn up if you touch it. Like, it just has to, like, spend itself out, right? So if you shoot it and you're like, oh, it's a flare. It's like, yeah, but you're not using what's a flare for what?
You're shooting in a densely populated area.
You're shooting in a densely populated area with lots of children, and what do you need a flare for?
If you want to be a tyke about it, I guess, well, I needed to use the flare, and it just so happened, and there was an apartment complex near the flare. Oopsie.
Right. Like, you can't tell me it's a flare when you're not actually flaring it, because you're not it's like a piece of flare. Like,
you said flare so many times, I couldn't hold it back anymore.
But I'm like, you're not. It's supposed to be like covering. It's supposed to be like illuminating for like an infantry operation or something. You're not doing that. Like, what's the military purpose? There's none. They're just doing it.
Just making sure that the white phosphorus is still good.
We just
want to
make sure
it works.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, I mean, yeah. So just again, they're gonna just lie. Like they lie. Hmm. All they do is lie. They're just gonna keep lying. They're never gonna stop lying. But what's interesting is they still haven't invaded Gaza. Not saying it won't happen. It could happen. Maybe it's happened by the time you're listening to this, and I look stupid. But it seems to
nothing
me
that I've seen yet.
Like they are in it because the chief of staff of the IDF came out like night before last and said, "Well, we've got the plan, the operational plan. The plan is to go and eliminate every member of Hamas inside the Gaza Strip. We have the plan worked out. We're waiting for the order from the political body to do it." And so that order has not come. Body. And everybody says, "Yeah, it's a political
I'm
body.
I need an order from my body.
I'm ordering my body." To invade Gaza.
That's a very. I hope they're stupid enough to do it.
I
want to see that IDF in a fucking meat grinder. I want to see body bags. I want to see a conveyor belt of dead IDF soldiers and people wringing their hands, not being able to put up with it.
I actually think that so bad. if they do it, they're going to just do a limited one and then retreat and pretend like we did it. Next hour when we come back, I'll lay out the full sort of what I see.
Yeah, they have to find a way to fake it, really. I mean, they have so much media control.
I'll lay out what I see as Israel's options, and none of them are good. They're in a Zugwein position.
It seems to me that unless they have really gone off the rails, there's no way they're going to actually go in there and displace a million fucking Palestinian refugees.
Well, people are fleeing. I've seen video of that. People are fleeing the area. They're like, all right, fuck that. You know, not everybody is
going to. They're fleeing too. The other thing is, for the Jews to say, like, get out of Gaza.
I'm saying get out of North Gaza, which is a specific region.
They're fleeing from. So in the Gaza Strip, there's basically three cities.
Yeah.
The northern is the biggest city, which is Gaza City. Then in the south is a city called Rafah, which is right on the border with Egypt. And then right in between is a city called Khan Yunis, which started as a refugee camp, but now it's just a city. So the whole thing is an urbanized like metroplex, and they're just telling the ones in Gaza City just flee south into Rafah. The people in Rafah, they can't, and they've also been bombing Rafah. They can't accommodate that many people. It's like you can't. The city, you know, they just don't have facilities, and so. It's just going to be really bad. And they are also cut off from all supplies and everything, and the Egyptians can't send anything in. So we're going to have to take a break, I guess. But the one thing I did see, though, was Naftali Bennett this morning was on Sky News with some nigger host. And the black host is asking him, like, well, what about the electricity cutoff to all the people and people that were on, like, people that needed medical or, you know, all the people that are just going to die because there's no power? And he's like, are you kidding me? Are you asking me to do? What are you asking me this? What are you talking about? Israelis are dying, and you're asking me this, and he just goes like totally fucking flies off the handle, and the black host is like, excuse me, I'm just trying to have a conversation. It's my show, and I just asked you a question. You don't need to act like this. And the guy, like the Jew, just you know, he used to be the prime minister of Israel.
Act like that. That's the whole.
He just he wouldn't stop. He was just like flying off the handle, so he actually the mayor had to like hang up on him. It's actually pretty funny. I'll see if I can find the video. It was pretty funny, but he's like, you can give, and the thing is what he said, he's like, you can send the food and electricity if you want, I'm not doing it though, it's like, no, but he can't though.
Yeah, like the.
Like, you're not letting other people do it either, so right. Like, shut the fuck up, kike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Alright, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to The Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!